Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, we've had a beautifully sunny day, but it was cold and windy. And, of course, we had our annular eclipse today with the new moon in Pisces, of course. We've been talking about that, you and I. And so it's been kind of an amazing day of reflection for me. How about you?
Oh, I've been pretty busy working. This was a really strong working weekend. I worked and I slept and I worked and I slept and I worked and I slept.
Well, at least there's a balance between exercise and relaxation.
In my chart, this one hits my Pisces moon and my grand trine, and that's what activated all the energy for me to transform and change other people's lives.
Don't you love it?
Yeah, it's cosmically, everything's in the right place at the right time for the right reason. And one of the things I like about this chart of this eclipse is something a little different than most people look at, and that is the Taurus rising. And hence another reason why I really like this chart is because that Taurus rising really gives all that Pisces energy, that foundation to really settle in and get some grounding and really put it into practical measures. And I think this weekend was all about that envisioning the dream, but putting it into practical matter, seeing how it comes in physically to it. With all of that being in the 11th house at that time of the eclipse, it means that really people are looking at the aspirations, the dreams, looking forward at what's right and what their vision should be. And so I happen to really like this period of time. And I think that's why most people were like you, reflecting upon this lunar cycle. Is because I do think it made a lot of people turn inward and really reflect on really what's internally inside of them.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that a solar eclipse, whether it's an annular like this one was, a total, it's in effect until the next eclipse of that particular luminary. It's in the background somewhere. And the interesting thing I saw when I looked at your chart, Jacqueline, you also have a grand trine in fire. So you have a Star of David in the center of your chart on this eclipse. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I said, I wonder if she looked that far, because we always look to what we want to tell other people and all that stuff. But on a personal note, with Saturn sitting on your Jupiter and you teaching your classes, how spectacular. And then Mars and Uranus giving you the energy to see it through, and then in trying to your natal Uranus and Leo, because you're following your heart. Honey, you can't beat that. Really? Oh, my goodness.
Off to work. Here I go.
Off to work. And then, of course, all the beautiful psychic energies of that water is coming to the fore. This is going to be a spectacular 6 months for you. I mean, really.
And here again, this is I love what I do. And this is what I'm here to do on this earth. And so it is a privilege to be able to do that when a lot of people don't. I mean, here again, I'm following the path, and obviously you see that. When you follow the path in your chart, it works beautifully, and that's all I'm doing.
And the other interesting thing is that in Stuart, you do have Taurus rising by 5 degrees. So it puts the ascendant of the eclipse in your first house for stabilization of your health, your well-being, your finances. I'm thrilled for you.
Yes, ma'am. I knew that part of it. Yes. I truly did.
A lot of people don't know an annual eclipse is a little bit different because they call it the Ring of Fire. because what happens is the moon moves in front of the sun, but you can still see the fire of the sun surrounding it. And so what, interestingly enough, with this particular chart, we've got Mars and Uranus combust in Aries, a cardinal fire sign, opposing Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, retrograde in Libra. Like, where has our peace gone, and how can we reactivate that? So I felt, from a global perspective, this was a very interesting eclipse as well. And I just wanted to mention it on the air. You know how I
am. Great thing. I really like that. You did well in explaining it, too. And, yes, this is a cycle where, you know, again, going back to where it was located in the sky was in that 11th house quadrant. And it really makes a big sense of looking out at the human behavior, looking out at, you know, the masses and the population and seeing where things fit in and really finding that spirituality and that faith, even though things have that Mars-Uranus conjunction, even though they have that challenge to it, to find the higher purpose and the higher meaning behind it.
Exactly, because Aries is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb, and it is the I am presence. And because of that, again, people are starting to understand that the life that they're living is unique to themselves and part of their creative process here. And it's amazing. So my clients this week have just been amazing. I want you to know that. Anyway.
It's a great thing.
Well, we've got a bunch of people that have called, and I suppose we should take some callers. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
Have you called in before?
Yes, I have. Yeah,
from Talladega?
Yep, that's me.
All right.
Are you still living there?
No, I actually live in Tucker, Georgia.
Okay, all right.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, my question is, I'm moving this summer, and I really don't know right now because, you know, I have a job right now, but the transition to another job, and I'm looking, and I just want to see what the, I guess, the vibe is when I transition to another state and work, because I plan on going to school as well.
Oh, I love that for you. I love that for you. Now, is the state going to be another time zone?
Say again?
Is the state going to be in a different time zone?
No. Yes, I'm going from Georgia to Alabama, so it's Eastern to Central.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going back to where you came from, somewhere around
Correct.
There?
Correct. Somewhere around there, not there, but somewhere around there.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any idea which month you're going to be moving?
I'm looking at July.
Ah,
end
okay.
of July, beginning of August?
Correct.
That would be about perfect, I think, too, Jackson. She saw that right away. I love her. Great.
I don't see anything until then opening up for you is the reason why I said that. So you have plenty of time here to really investigate what you want to do and, you know, where you're headed as far as your work is concerned. Because, again, you're looking at somewhere around the end of July, beginning of August, when this whole thing starts to make that transition. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Exactly. New neighborhood, new lifestyle. Are you going to be teaching and training in more administrative in a new position?
Well, I'm looking for something that's going to be flexible because I'm going to be going to school in the springtime, and I really don't want to break a contract. So I'm teaching right now, and I really don't want to be bogged down teaching again because I would have to break the contract to go to school.
What are you going back to school for?
Nursing.
I love it for you. You've got so many Scorpio planets in your sixth house of work and service and health, and you're so resourceful. Amazing. But I feel that ultimately what's going to happen to you is you're going to end up being thrown into team leader, administrator, over the next few years. It's just there for you. So I think that what the strategy you're setting up is perfect. And I think that because of that, you'll be divinely guided to where you're going to live and also the job. Because I feel the job is going to have a certain level of independence, not necessarily flexibility, okay?
Okay.
So I think you can make your own schedule, but you're going to have to do a certain amount of work every day. But I think that you're going to be able to create that schedule on your own. That's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this about it. You are the magician with all of those Scorpion planets. I'm going to tell you that you can make and transform anything. And this is a perfect time with this new moon and all of the Piscean energies to be able to dream that big dream. Okay? Neptune is entrined to your sun and your vertex. And this is really a time to say, what direction do I want to go? How do I want to envision my new job? How do I want to envision my new life that I'm going to recreate? And trust that vision that you see now. It's not ever, and this is the hardest part about the Scorpions, because the Scorpions want everything to go, they're fixed in their personality, and they just want to keep plunging along and working along and going in that forward line to their end result, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Scorpion ever can make it in a straight line to anything that's good for them. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You have to work on it. When you hit a blockage, set it down. Don't think that that's the end. Set it down. Okay? And come back to it later again when the path is clear. And so your path is kind of jerky. So trust the process of what you envision now. And don't let that ever go, even with the blockages in your way. And you will transform and change the situation to be in your favor.
Okay. Okay.
I so agree. Will you keep us posted, Kimberly, okay?
I will. Thank you both very much.
Many blessings to you. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bless you. Bye.
Just such a powerful chart. Oof.
Oh, yeah. That's
and you know what? That deep desire, though, to really be there for those who need her. I just love the chart. It's a good chart.
Beautiful one.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 207, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Dee, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hi,
Dee. Hey,
Dee,
how are you?
Hi. Not so good. The whole thing about moving, it doesn't seem to be happening now. I didn't get a car. I'd like for you to look at my chart and tell me when you see. I can't stay here. I feel like life is passing me by. If you see anything coming up as far as moving anywhere.
Are you 322?
No, August 30th.
August 30th.
In Aegean, Greece, 1961.
Okay. I just have a lot of D's on here. That's the problem. Okay. Here you are.
Okay.
And what city in Maine are you in again?
I'm in Littleton.
You know, I'm going to say this, because Saturn is conjunct your vertex in your fifth house. I know you want to run. know you want to get out of here. I know you want to.
Yes.
I understand the urge that you have. Okay. I hear your urge. All of these planets in Pisces are opposing your beautiful little sun. Okay. So there's a lot of, you know, so there's all these forces that are holding you back from making that transition at this point in time. It's a rebalancing of the situation is what you're looking at. Okay. Patience. Okay. Again, here I'm going to say, envision what you want, but don't ever get caught up in the time. Believe it will happen, and it will. Okay. In its own natural time. Because it's holding you there to really make sure that you really want the direction you're going to go. And you're running too fast right now. Because you don't have all the parts in place to envision really what you want your life and where you want your life to really be. What do you think, Evgeny?
Yeah.
I
don't want to be here by now.
I feel like you're
going to
get lucky.
Oh, good.
I feel like you're going to get lucky. Okay. And it's going to be in April. So now you have to pace yourself for the next 6 weeks, but. In April, you're going to come across something that you know is doable. Now, whether you'll do it in April or just start to really plan it in April, I'm not sure about that. Because right now you're so frustrated, and it's hard for you to focus, right?
Yes.
Yes. But Jupiter is sitting on your vertex, and because of it opposing both Mars and Uranus at the time of this eclipse, you want something that just speaks to you personally. It's going to bring you back to a place where, as Jacqueline pointed out, you have balance.
Okay.
You need balance. You want to have some privacy at the end of the day, but you want to have a life, too. You want both.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, is there any particular area you've been looking at that you wanted to move to?
Well, you know I like New York, but I cannot afford it there. I really miss being there. I tried, but I can't. Anything but here. At this point.
Okay.
But that's
well, I'm
going to
recommend you look at places that... Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Go ahead. I recommend that you go to a place where New York is still accessible. I don't care if it's Pennsylvania. I don't care if it's New Jersey. But I think that you can... You got to remember you only need one pearl. One pearl.
Yeah.
They'll put you in a place, if you want to go to New York for the weekend, you can darn well go there. Okay?
You know, I used to live in Pennsylvania. I lived in Pennsylvania for many years, and I really liked it there.
I
I'm thinking that that would
her.
Be a good balance for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
This
Thank
is
you,
where I, and this is where I think you need to look at is more open up your options, like what she's talking about, and live around the environment and look at what practical applications could really suit you. Because it's giving you this time period, and I agree with Aphrodite about the April thing, that I think everything's going to start to shift and change as far as your freedom is concerned in moving. So you've got a time period here where you can really envision, where do I practically want to go? Will Pennsylvania work since it's so close to New York? Where do I want to be in this process? And start envisioning that instead of holding on to the frustration of, oh, I just got to get out of here, okay? Because that's holding you back is I just got to get out of here, okay?
I lived in Pennsylvania a long time. I really liked it there. I did. So that could work for me.
Well, think about that.
And some
Open
of the cities there, you don't have to live in the city. You can live in the outskirts, but you have access to all the culture you've been missing. Different kinds of sporting activities you could do with other people. I mean, you've got to get out of feeling like you're a hermit. It's not working.
That's the feel. No, I feel like a caged animal. You're right. I feel like that. I'm going crazy. I know I just don't want to be here by next winter. I've been locked in here. I can't take it.
Yep. It's time to move on.
Yes.
You work your plan, and your plan will work for you. I guarantee you.
Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you both very much.
Many blessings to you. All right.
Thanks. Same to you.
Bye.
Bye.
We are in times of great change.
Yes, we are.
The only thing constant in life is change.
That
although we
true.
Hate to think
we're
of it
always...
that way, but it's true.
Yes, it is. Everything is
you ready
motion.
For the next
time? Nothing is ever staying the same.
I
yes,
know.
We can do that.
And we know that better than anybody because we are seeing these planets move, like the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. Take a new breath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 415, you're on the air.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Hey, Jessica. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, I wanted to see, I heard you look at two charts before, so I was wondering if you could pull up somebody else's chart with mine.
And what's their birthday?
Are you 716?
Yeah, that's me. Theirs is March 5th, 1980. I think it's around 4:15. I'm not 100% sure about the time in Florida. I think like Naples, Florida.
AM or PM?
PM. Oh, sorry, PM.
And Naples, you said?
Yeah, Florida.
Now, you were born in New York. Where do you live now, Jessica?
Right outside New York, so that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Just want to verify.
And what would you like to know about this one?
There seems to be this, like, soul connection, but it's, like, very intimate at times and then very, like, not working at other times. And I don't know. I guess I just don't really know what to make of it. Because I'm guided to keep my heart open, but I also feel like I need to move on. Because he's just not at the place that I need him to be. You know, I would want a partner to be or even a friend. I feel really confused
about it. And
does he
live up in New York now, too?
Yeah, he's right outside as well.
Okay. I want to relocate him. I want to take a look at it.
Okay.
This is an interesting relationship.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, no, it's just a little bit more complicated. Okay. Is what I'm trying to say. This isn't the simplest of relationships between the two of you. I'm looking a little bit more into it because
okay,
you both bring value to the table. Oh, interesting. Okay, and you're composite, and this is really interesting. I do agree that the two of you were brought together for a reason. Okay, and I do think that it is to help change each other's perspective and look at these things in a different way, okay? In your composite, what happens is you have together Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Chiron in your 7th house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnership. And that is the finger of the yod from Pluto in Libra to Neptune in Sagittarius. This is this whole push and pull of what is right in a relationship that is equal, that we bring to the table equally, as well as how do we keep our independence? What are our true personal values and beliefs is where this comes in question. But the beautiful part about this is you have a beautiful trine to this Virgo moon, which means the emotions between the two of you are very pure, and they're very strong as far as your friendship is concerned. The two of you can really teach each other a little bit different of a perspective about yourself. And I really think this is a good relationship that can nurture you. But I do agree that, again, this is a complicated relationship that I'm looking at. I do agree that on the day-to-day basis, this can be a little bit complicated to handle. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I just don't think he's the one. I tell you what, I do feel that you are learning something in this relationship, and he is too. There's not enough conjunctions in the charts together. When you look at the bi-wheel between you and he, there's not enough crazy glue in the relationship to hold it together over a long period of time. and he's got a late Libra moon on the cusp of Scorpio. You've got a late Venus in Aries on the cusp of Taurus. So the moon and Venus are in opposition, which can create initially an attraction, right?
Yeah, we have that. Mm-hmm.
But my feeling is, as far as you having a lot of things that you're going to share, I'm not seeing that. And I think that that's what you want. Okay? I think that what you do share with him, as Jacqueline pointed out, can be good and pristine in its own right. But see, you seem to be looking for something where you really want to settle down.
Yeah.
You want a relationship that's going to grow. And I think that this one would always be the same. And like you say, you're not even sure about the friendship part. And probably it's because the physical attraction offset your and his judgment on this relationship from the beginning. I'm just saying. Does that make sense?
Right. It seems to be bringing up a lot of stuff for me, and I'm sort of, like, questioning my judgment,
yeah.
Like, as far as, like, my self-esteem and, like, why am I even – just confusing and frustrating.
Well, what that's there for you to do, and that's what I was talking about, is it really makes you look within your personal values and beliefs. It makes you look at the goddess within inside of you and say, oh, this is who I am and this is what I want. Okay, and I have to stand my ground and my boundaries and limits with this. And I agree with Aphrodite that I think this one was brought into you for a reason for you to really stand your personal values and beliefs. But I so agree that I don't necessarily know that this is the love of your life. It is a challenging relationship. It challenges your personal values and beliefs. So what you gain out of this should not be how bad you feel about yourself, but how good you feel about yourself, that you know that these are the things that you don't want, and you know that these are the things that you want, and you really feel that it's right, okay, because you kind of waffle on whether you deserve certain things or not. But you do deserve them, and he's pointing that out to you.
He could be one of your greatest teachers, but not your mate.
Yeah, I seem to have this, like, fantasy that maybe he'll transform.
No.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
Right.
I can tell you, is enjoy the adventure while it's going on and the experience, and know that this is a very good time for you to rediscover you, as Jacqueline pointed out. I so agree with her. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Keep
I appreciate
posted.
It.
All right.
Okay.
God
Have
bless.
A good evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. There we are. I'm trying to release her, and I couldn't do it. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Andy. How you doing tonight?
Andy!
Hey, Andy. Great to hear from
doing
you.
Well.
Happy eclipse.
Happy lunar eclipse, solar eclipse.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Well,
yeah.
I had a quick question for you ladies about my solar return, which will be next month, and I'm trying to decide whether I should get out of Dodge, so to speak, and go elsewhere for my birthday.
Now,
tell me where you are now again.
Kansas.
Oh, yes, I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
Overland, that's it. Let's see your solar return. See if that's a good place for you. Ooh, I would suggest not being there.
Me too.
Go west.
I totally agree.
So the question becomes either East Coast or West Coast, and I was looking at New York City or Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I don't like New York.
We both went for the same one.
Yeah. I like L.A. better.
Yeah, I don't know that I can go
I like
much further
LA better,
than either
I think
coast.
It's going to reawaken you to life being an adventure. And it's going to give you a sense of spontaneity that your current lifestyle does not give you to start the year. I'm just saying. I just really like it. And I like the fact that you have two of your personality planets, Neptune and Chiron, on the third house of community. So you can enjoy whatever you take in as far as recreation and enjoyment when you're there. I mean, what do you think, Jacqueline?
Aphrodite?
Yeah.
Are you looking
at...
Because I don't see that in this one, so we have a difference of Los Angeles, California. Her birthday is March 24th, 1964, Urbana, Illinois.
It's 1965.
Yeah, I'm looking in Los Angeles in 2017. Are you looking in 2016?
No, I'm looking at 2016. 65, really?
Yes, 1965.
That's my problem. Let's get somebody different. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that at least we're trying to, like, make this right.
I'm
again,
like,
you know,
at
it's all about technology.
Okay.
And now you're seeing it? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
I'm seeing it now. I got it. I was looking at the other
one. And Mercury is trying to her Saturn in the first house? Oh, my goodness. I love it.
I think I agree with Aphrodite. I think this will really transform and change your life. I like the Los Angeles. I would make that trip. It is on March 24th at 1:24 a.m. when you must be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that'll work out well.
The
weekend.
Is that the moon's going to be in Aquarius this year, which is so about being a light worker, and in trine to Jupiter in the 10th house of career and how you want to serve the public with your gifts. I love it. It's a nice chart.
Excellent. Well, that took care of that. Now I got to save my pennies and get booked.
I would.
There you go.
That would be really good for you.
Excellent. Thank you both so much.
Well, you have a stellar night and keep us posted, okay?
You bet. You too. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
All right. Many blessings. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next here. All right. Area code 561568, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Cindy.
Cindy, how are you?
I just have one quick question.
Okay.
I was listening to telephone calls. I listen to them Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. And this last one said that it's going to transpire, the exchange is going to transpire on Tuesday. Do you see that happening? This is the first time they've ever given a date to it.
Wow.
Hmm?
And where are they?
Oh, I have no idea. This is around the world happening. I think the person that was leading these calls, I believe he's in California. But
I'm just
going to
go with your location.
Okay.
You're the one that's investing in this. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Uh-oh. I don't like that.
Well, Jupiter, Jupiter is retrograde right on your sun, and you've been waiting for this for quite a while. It's opposing both Uranus and Mars in your ninth house of dealing with international commerce and possibilities to bring you to a new epiphany. Okay? Now, Jupiter being retrograde, though, until June, I have something is going to break loose on that day. But I think there's also a process going on that you are not clear on, Cindy. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I agree. I don't necessarily know that I do think there'll be some good information that may be received at that point in time, but I agree with Aphrodite. Jupiter's retrograde, and it is past at that time. Right now, it's right before your sun, but on Tuesday, it'll be right behind your sun. And so it's a time period where there may be, you know, some things that really may sound good, but until Jupiter comes back and passes over your sun, which will probably be closer to July, I really don't think it's going to come in into sense. I think that target is going to hit that point in time.
Okay.
It actually could be even a little later. You're looking at the end of the first week of September.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That late? Okay.
Because of Jupiter retrograde, yep. It's going to delay it. And then in the first week of September, it's sitting right on her sun.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You have a sweet
have a
night, Cindy. Always nice to hear from you. Okay.
Yeah. Good to hear from you. And please keep me on board. Like in years. Okay?
I sure will. Okay, you got it, girl. All
bye,
right.
Jacqueline.
Bye.
Jupiter retrograde in Libra, I like it, though, because contracts, treaties, things like that, they're going to be more well thought out in order to bring goodness to both partners. So in some ways, I really like it, actually.
It does. It makes things go under re-examination or renegotiation during that period of time. And so it definitely moves the energy better. And with it being Jupiter, it's definitely for the benefit of the situation. Because when it goes direct, it's really going to have that more powerful impact of bringing the greater benefit through that negotiation and through that compromise that goes on during the retrograde.
Absolutely. If you're dealing with international law with this, and that's the tricky part. Of course, Libra rules the scales of justice on a large scale because Jupiter's the largest planet. That's how I'm seeing it.
I agree.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 858, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Are you there? Air code 858.
There
you're fine.
You are.
What's your name?
Jolyn. Can you hear me?
How do you spell that? Yes.
Jolan.
And you're
I'm
from
in
Roanoke,
Roanoke
Virginia?
Virginia. Yeah.
Gotcha.
My hometown now.
I know. I'm sitting here with Kara, actually, our friend.
Oh, great. Oh, I love it. That's awesome. And when's your birthday?
So, my birthday is 1/24/81.
And what time were you born?
8:30 a.m. It's a Saturday.
And where?
Roanoke.
Sloanoke. I mean Roanoke.
Yeah.
That's my private joke.
I know.
You have a special question for us tonight.
Well, it's been a while since I've been on the phone with you guys, and you were pretty much dead on about some of the healing process. I've been going through a divorce and just signed the papers on the 16th of February and ran into someone from my childhood, like a childhood friend, and the last time I'd heard from him was on 11-11-11. So anyway, I'm interested to see what you said about the healing taking place in March, and if his birthday kind of fits in with the with what you said the last time. So that's kind of my, and I'm also about to start a new job, and I think I'm in the final rounds of interviews. So I just wanted to see if there were any astrological updates on the new moon. So, this person's birth, it's 4/21/81.
And time?
I'm not sure.
Okay, and city?
It was in Roanoke as well.
Okay, let's take a look at this. Okay, let's see what's happening here. I'm going to place this chart at dawn just to meet its most sacred time of day. And
okay.
Take a look at the compatibility. We're all here. See what we can see for you. Let's see. Woo! I like this one. Wow. Now, you have a lot of planetary energy in Aquarius, and he has a lot of planetary energy in Libra, and air loves air. I mean, there's a lot of trines here. There can be a good level of both mental and emotional intimacy in this relationship. Now, do the two of you live very different lifestyles as far as health and well-being?
He's really healthy, I think, and I've been getting there. So, different lifestyles as far as I'm a mother with children, and he's like definitely he works with children and is in school. So, I think I'm more in on a career path right now, and he's more in an educational type path. So, I don't know if that would count.
But I do see a lot of mutual respect and empowerment in this relationship. I'm not necessarily seeing a lot of passion, but I am seeing a fantastic communication friendship. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I'm agreeing to this, what Effordette said. I do think that there's a lot of communication, a lot of compassion, a lot of understanding. I think that there's his south node sits on your sun. So classic astrology says that you two have been together in a past life, if you believe in past lives. So there's a certain amount of kinship
Absolutely.
Or understanding that goes along with that, okay? And so I do feel there is a strong past life connection between the two of you, so you have this nice kinship. However, I do feel that with all the ink and junk between your stuff and his stuff, that it's really a relationship to really put both of you two back in a different perspective. You're here to transform and change each other's lives and really shift each other's lives in a better position. You have your Venus in Capricorn, and it is on his midhaven. You teach him how to be a friend to you, how you can feel that camaraderie and that friendship or that kinship between the two of you and really enjoy each other's lives. But I don't think either one of you, okay, are ready for this type of relationship to make that type of commitment. I think you teach him about commitment. I think you teach him about what's best in a relationship. But I don't necessarily know that this is the one that you're going to be with the rest of your life, even though I don't think, and again here, remember that South Node connection, once I see somebody connect with the South Node, as their previous kinship was, I don't see them permanently separating throughout their lives. A lot of times they float in and out of each other's mind. So that may happen.
Yeah, which makes sense, because I was last in his life when he was going through a divorce, but we've never, and we've always known each other and been classmates, and my mom was his teacher, and it just feels like finding a long-lost brother. It's really strange,
right?
Like there is a physical
attraction. I like
the way
you said that. You're so on. Yep.
Yeah.
He feels
yep.
more like almost like a twin flame, like he's like healing a lot in his life, but you know, he's on a certain path and very driven in ways, and just but the way he treats me is like with the, like he just lights up and, you know, respects me and makes me feel so cherished. And I think that that's like a new, it's groundbreaking in a lot of ways. Just I don't have any expectations for him, except for I feel like I've found like a brother. Like it's really crazy.
Good. No, it's not. That's really what it's like. Again, here, that South Node connection is really a beautiful connection. You know, we have purpose. Everybody has a purpose in everybody's life. That's what happens. When the energies come together to connect in this way, it is to support you and to help you. It is a positive, even though we may want to make it into something that it's not. It is such a positive connection to help you move through this transition in your life. And that's the gift given by the universe with this guy, is that he's here to help you with that transition, which would really be nice. And you simultaneously at the same time are here to help him with his. So it's a nice, beautiful transition.
Yeah. It feels really beautiful.
He sees you as a treasure and a blessing, by the way.
Yeah, he's told me those two words in the past couple of days.
Yep,
that's funny.
Exactly how he sees you. And again, he's going to go ahead and persist because of his Taurus planets. He's going to persist in his purpose because he's probably a very dedicated kind of personality. But the two of you can have great fun together, great conversations, and you can have a certain level of intimacy. Don't get me wrong. But see how it unfolds.
Okay.
Now, is he a possessive person?
No, but I'm already finding myself like not like having very strong boundaries against any other relationships because this feels like so healing for me. I don't think he's very possessive. Yeah, I think it's just a means to like
protect you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think it's a means to cut out the riffraff of like energetically bad like relationships. So
I agree.
I think he's here to help support you in your healing process so that you don't get caught up in a bad relationship.
That's crazy. Okay, that's exactly what it feels like. It's just like a shield of peace or something like that. It's really strange.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
you got it so right, girlfriend. You got it so right. Yep.
So, I'm sorry, I have one. Do you see anything in my career advancement really quick? Because I'm about to take this other job, and I wanted to know if there's anything on that.
I think you're going to love what you do if you take it.
I do, too. Okay. Okay.
Because Mercury and Mars, there's a complimentation going on here.
Sorry.
Let me go back and take another look at this. Hold on. Both Mars and Uranus, are in their second house of how you earn your daily bread. They're trying to your Neptune, your planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith, and Saturn, the great teacher, is sitting right on Neptune. In the 10th house of corporate realities, sustained jobs, sustained income. So I'm feeling good about this. And I think they're going to want to hear your voice. They're going to want to hear your voice at this new job.
Yes, I feel the same way, and like it's the same industry, but it's like more of a growth pattern for me to be groomed and like further advancement. And I think that I have things to say for them too. So that's right on to me too. And then one final thing, thank you so much. And Kara, her phone died, so when it's everybody else's turn, can she talk to you too?
Well, we've only got 10 minutes left, and we've got people in the queue, so tell her to catch up with me, and I'll make it right. I'm doing Mystic Monday at my office tomorrow, okay, from 2 to 6.
Okay.
If she wants to come in and do a walk-in mini reading, she's welcome, okay?
Okay, awesome. All right, thank you. Thank you. Have
God
a good
bless.
Night.
Yep, bye-bye. You got to love it. You got to love what we do. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erico 917, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Ellen, and I just want to tell you that was quite a reading.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sweet.
I was very impressed. Well, I've talked to you in the past. I'm Ellen.
Yes.
I was born in Brooklyn, May 26th. And my question has, yes, 1956. And my question is, do you see a relationship coming in the near future? Or if you look at my chart and you see something else popping out there at you, that's fine too.
No, the relationship thing stands out pretty large in your chart.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? It's a command performance.
Well, I hope you're as right with me as you were with that past caller.
Yeah, well, trust it. Have faith because, oh, boy, this is definitely...
Oh, yeah.
You've got all of those Pisces planets are running through your fifth house of dating and romance. You've got Venus, Mars, and Uranus in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. And Jupiter and Libra conjunct your Neptune in your first house with the vertex sitting in your first house in Libra. Oh, boy. Okay? Believe it. Trust it. Be ready for it is what I'm going to say. Because
okay.
It's wide open as of this eclipse. What do you think, Aphrodite?
You're going to know by his voice.
Oh!
You're going to know by his voice. You're going to hear his voice, and you're going to feel that chill of truth move through you like a magnet. You will not miss it. It's right on top of you. Okay?
Okay.
And this person is going to appreciate your compassion very, very much, and your ability to communicate with words and without words. How cool is that?
It sounds wonderful.
It's going to be coming soon. I got to tell you, the way the planets are moving right now, whatever you're doing recreationally, whatever you're doing to get out there and meet people, continue.
Okay. Well, I hope
there's
big changes in that within the next month when I move. So I imagine it will happen
after
I move.
Where are you moving to?
Well, it's a local move, still within the city.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe he could help you make the move.
Oh, maybe. But I have to meet him, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Be out there, be
some
available,
men just
be open.
Step in and say, what can I do to help? Yeah.
Well, ladies, thank you, and I hope to call you back and tell you how right you were.
Give us his birth
time,
please.
Well, many blessings to you.
Okay.
We want all the info.
I will ask for his birth info early on. I like that idea. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's 5 minutes to the hour, so we probably should tell people how they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And Jack and I are both available for phone consultations. We do record your readings, take good care of you, and we just want to know what you need from us. We love our art, and we're here to help you every day of the week. Have a spectacular week, and we'll be back here Sunday night from 6 to 7 next Sunday. Enjoy the fact that new beginnings happen in a new moon. Live your dream.
Dream your dream and live your dream. That's the way it should be. Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.